Good morning, everybody. Glad to be back. It's Dustin Pate here. I'm back. Episode number 38, the morning walk with Dustin. The dog still hasn't chewed up the new mic, so we're doing good there. I've been thinking, a lot lately. This morning, I just kind of woke up thinking, why the fuck do we keep repeating life? I made a post this morning on Facebook, and I just said, if your parents struggled to make ends meet, why the hell are you copying them? Why the hell did we copy what they did when they didn't, They struggled. They had hard times. You didn't have the life you wanted. But then now you're wondering why you don't have the life you want still, but you're literally doing the same thing they did. You're working, the same dead-end job, or you're trying to run the same business they ran, the same way they ran it. You're not scaling, you're not innovating for new ways. You don't have a fucking website. You don't want to pay anybody to market for you when you really don't know what the fuck you're doing. Shit like that. But we think we got it figured out because we're just following what we know, right? But obviously what you know isn't what you wanted. But you're scared to look for more because you think somebody's just out to get you or it would bring more problems. You see what I'm saying? But honestly, you're bringing all the problems on yourself by not looking for that. You're not looking for more opportunity. You're not looking for change. You're not looking for ways to bring in, the life that you want. You're only moving towards the life that you don't want, and then you're wondering why you have the life you don't want. How insane is that? when you think about it the way I just put it, does it make any sense? It doesn't, man. And it's really been fucking with me today. So I've been trying to think of how the fuck could I touch this subject? You know what I'm saying? How can I get under their skin today? You know what I mean? How can I make them see the issue, right? And I still haven't exactly figured out how I'm gonna do that. But I'm just gonna start talking, right? Man, I feel like the best way, man, for you to start is just figure out what they did. Figure out what they did, right? What did they do? And then look at your life. Are you doing the same fucking thing? Yes? Okay. Then you just answered your fucking question on what you need to do now. Everything different. Right? Everything different is what you need to do now. Now, exactly what that everything is will be different for everybody, of course. But you know that you don't need to do what you're doing now, because it's not getting you any fucking where. You're literally copying what you don't consider in your mind to be success, and that's why you're not happy. Happiness is success, you know what I mean? If you consider what you've accomplished, successful, in your mind, that's how you see it, then you're gonna be happy. You know what I mean? You're gonna be where you wanna be, and that's fine. That's where I want you to be. That's what we're after. We're looking for that place in life, you know what I mean? And I hope a lot of you guys already have it. But I know a lot of you guys don't, and that shit's just been eating at me, man. People aren't getting that. It's not clicking to them, you know what I mean? They're not getting that. They think they're doing everything right. They're working so hard. They're at this job, man. I work 60 hours, 80 hours a week, and I just still can't make it work, man. I can't make ends meet. I can't figure it out. I don't understand. And then they want to go to saying, well, man, we should make more money, man. We should be paid more for this shit. They want to start bitching and blaming it on the bosses and shit. Why? Why should you make more money when you'll keep coming? You'll keep coming for what they're giving you. Why would they give you more? You see? Why? Why should you make more? Honestly. You know what I mean? Because somebody else will do the same job. You're replaceable. You know what I mean? Somebody will do that job for probably less than you're doing it for, honestly. If you quit, they'd probably bring in somebody else and train them at minimum wage or $10 an hour, something low like that, to do the same thing you're doing right now. And they'll probably do it for the next fucking year for that price. You know, you'll save the company money. Honestly. If you went to bitching, right? So you don't do that. You just keep bitching to yourself and living a miserable life instead of doing something about it. Something that you actually can do. You can't make that company want to pay you more money when that job may not be even worth what you're getting. You may have just been there long enough that they're like, fuck it, they've been here, they always show up, you know, so now they're overpaying you, honestly. You know? And you still feel like you're worth more because you've been there so long and you've been so dedicated to this bullshit. A job that they don't even care about you, man. And that, I'm just saying. It's crazy, man. Quit following the way things used to be. Fuck. You know, quit looking for a raise in the fucking... In the jobs and shit, man. You're not gonna get them. You know, you're just fucking not. Quit going to fucking school, spending thousands and thousands of dollars thinking that shit's gonna help you. One of my friends right now, man, they got fucking 5 kids together, and his wife's talking about going back to college for what? Shit. For what would you go back to college for? And pay them all of that money when you know what I'm saying? Like, they know what I do, but their mind's not inclined to even try that. They're only inclined to try what they know. So they think they're in a pickle. Well, we got to go back to college, spend thousands of dollars, and find somebody to watch all these kids and still go to work. You know what I'm saying? Come on. No, you didn't. You needed to get your credit wiped by the automates and get eBay or Amazon automation and bring in some more income to your household and work less. Spend more time with your children. People aren't fucking getting it, man. There's so much opportunity now. And you guys are still doing the same old shit that your grandma and your dad and every fucking body else did. I had to get on here and preach today, man, because of that shit. It's so insane to me, man. I don't get it. You put yourself in harder positions thinking you're helping. You're not helping. You're going in debt. You owe more money now. If you died today, your kids owe money already. And they haven't even started. It's crazy. People are setting themselves up for failure and then looking back and being upset about it and bitching about it. Wondering why the fuck it's happening. Putting on more stress, more divorces are happening. Wondering why the fuck it's happening. Because you're not fucking moving with the world. The world's moving, man. Y'all are still doing the same old shit, so you're stressing out your family because it's not making enough money. You're having to spend more time to make the same amount of money. Everything's different now, man. Jobs are getting fucking replaced with robots and shit. AI, artificial intelligence, is taking a lot of jobs out. They won't even need a robot. A computer will remember your whole fucking job, everything that you've been doing. You know what I mean? And they only have to buy that computer once, or that software once. You know? Or maybe pay a small monthly fee for it. And your ass is out of there. I mean, seriously, your history, dude. Your $100,000 mortgage, you got to figure out how to pay that. You're fucking 35, 40 years old. It's going to fucking be hard for you to go now and try to start a side hustle, something that could maintain you for a while. But, you know, you guys don't want to listen. You know? Got to change with the world, man. Don't let the world change you. Don't let the world take the life that you've done built and take it back from you. Just because the world changed and you didn't. You know what I mean? Change with the world. Change with the world, man. Don't fight it. It's so much easier now, dude. It's beautiful what we have now. What's available to us. You know, the power in our hands. Like the fact that you can even get me to do eBay automation for you. That's a miracle. What the fuck? You don't even have to learn. You know, and I'm not the only guy that does it. You know, there's other people that are doing this shit. You can learn how to do it from me and then go do it yourself. What? You know, you can fucking YouTube your way to 100 grand. If you'll do it. The sad fact is a lot of you just won't. You know, there's a lot of you guys, I know you're focused, man. I know some of you guys are trading. Got your trade plans getting fucking better, man. You're securing more trades, man. I salute that shit, man. Stay focused. You know, some of you guys are drop shipping, your store's scaling up. Man, I salute that shit. Stay focused. You know what I mean? Some of you guys are still, you got your offline business, your offline side hustles, man. And they're doing okay for you, man. I salute that shit. Stay focused. You know, you guys that got your jobs, you're working your jobs, it pays for your bills, it provides for your family. I salute that shit. Stay focused. My thing is just be happy with what you got, what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? If you're not happy with it, do more. If you can't do more, find someone who can do something for you. That's the age we live in. Everything is at convenience. Everything is at your fingertips. Somebody will do everything for you. Literally, somebody out there will trade your money for you. Somebody out there will drop ship for you. Somebody out there will run Amazon FBA for you. Somebody out there will literally market your MLM for you. You know, somebody out there will bring business into your, you know, into your offline business from online, doing ads and running your social media for you so you don't have to do shit. That's the age we live in. A little money goes a long way now. You know what I mean? Because there's so many skills that college doesn't teach anymore. You know, like, college can't teach this. They're new skills. Eventually they will. There's actually colleges popping up with Forex trading courses now. They know what time it is. You know what I mean? It won't be long. There'll be drop shipping. There'll be everything, dude. Fucking Amazon already has their own free university. If you sign up for Amazon seller accounts, $40 a month, you can do their Amazon seller university for no extra cost. 3 months, you're going to be in probation anyways. Pay the $40 for 3 months, learn the fucking shit, start your fucking store. Boom. You know? It's crazy. There's so much opportunity, so much you can do. You just have to get off your ass, man. You gotta fucking figure out what you're doing, figure out why you're doing it, figure out why you're not happy, and then figure out how you can change it. Either you have time or you have money. You have to have one or the other. You know, there's no in between. There's no in between. You have one or the other somewhere. I don't give a fuck. You might have to give something up. But you got one or the other. And if you'll sacrifice it, you'll be able to do exactly what I'm telling you can do. Sorry, a car just went by, but yeah, you'll be able to fucking scale up. Dude, I started drop shipping with $150. Seriously, that was, you know, a couple of years ago. Look at me now, man. People are paying me $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 for eBay automation, depending on the deals they sign with me, you know, the percentages that they will get to keep. You know, it's insane. So just know that just a little bit of money can take you a long way now, especially if you're like me. I had time. I didn't have much money. Like I said, I had $150. All I had was time. So all I used was YouTube, man. I used YouTube. It took a while because for each little speed bump you run into, you're gonna have to find a different person that's made that one specific video. And it took me time, but I did it. I figured that shit the fuck out. And then eventually, after I made some money, I finally bought a course. You see what I'm saying? I finally started, you know, investing into my education once I could. Because I wanted to know more now. I was like, I figured all this out by myself. I wonder what I could get out of this. And I got a lot more. And it just slowly built like that, right? And then I started getting students. My students started doing well. Started making them, you know, a couple of students made thousands. And then, so my students went off after that. And a couple of my students started teaching. And I was watching that unfold, and I was like, wow, this is getting real. This is getting insane. Then my students had a couple of successful people, which is even more insane. Like, my knowledge is literally, like, spreading like a fucking kudzu. Like, it's a vine right now. You know what I'm saying? And then it just kept going until more and more people took notice. And some people with more money took notice. and they brought me into a lot of bigger things. And that's how now, like Monday, $10,000 hit my bank account, got invested in me to start my own CBD brand. I mean, come on. Started with $150 and a fucking lot of determination. And now I know my shit. And people want my help. People want me to teach them. People want me to do it for them. People see that I had that hustle to start from $150 and make something out of it. And now they want me to do something with their money. Because they know I know how to make money in this day and age. They want to change with the world. So they're giving me their money to change it for them. See how that shit works? See how that shit works? Seriously. Us as the young people, the generation, what? We had the chance. Because the next generation coming up started with all this shit. You know, we're the last generation that can remember a time where we didn't have it. You know, we didn't have access to all of this. At least not maybe available in every home yet. Shit like that. Our children won't. They won't have that. My son's already addicted to YouTube. He's 2. Seriously. He knows how to work a cell phone already. I could not do that. You know, fuck. I remember learning how to do a cell phone, and I was fucking a lot older than 2. You know? I think I got my first cell phone like 13, 14. See how many years ahead of me he's going to be? He's going to be, you know, come on. And then as technology is growing, he's growing with it. So you got to think, now's your only chance, man. Because the next gen, if you wait till the next generation, you will have absolutely no chance against motherfuckers like my son. I promise you won't. He's going to crush you in 1,000,000 pieces. Because I'm going to buy him every piece of technology. I'm not going to take screen time away from him. I'm going to give him more screen time. See what I mean? Everybody else is worrying about, well, people need to go back outside and play. No, my son needs to learn what the fuck the world's doing. See what I'm saying? Because he's going to be like his daddy. He's going to change a lot of fucking shit. You know, that's just simple. That's just all it is to it. You know? They're going to come to him for something. And it's going to be something that he just happened to grow up with. How awesome is that? You know what I mean? And that's what's crazy is he's not the only one growing up like that right now. Everybody is. Everybody's kids are. Even the ones of you that I'm preaching to that don't understand this shit, your kids do. That's what's powerful, right? Your kids do. And they're proving it because they're giving us the views that we need. You know what I'm saying? So just sit back and watch the next 10, 15 years. I'm telling you, it's going to be too late for a lot of motherfuckers, man. The influencers and shit, like 2-3 years ago, anybody could jump on and be like an Amazon influencer. Now you got to have like fucking millions of followers and shit because people already have been here. They've already acquired that presence. It's going to be too late for you. Just like, you know, when we were growing up, it wasn't not just anybody got on TV. See what I'm saying? It's going to be the same thing with the online presence. Eventually, not just anybody's going to have a presence. But guess who will? Guess who will? Dustin Pate. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm already here. I'm here today. And it's just crazy, bro. My son's going to walk right into it. My daughter's going to walk right into it. You know, we're not going to have to fight for our presence because I'm making sure that we got it. I'm going to spend the next 20 years making sure that we get it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that's just some things for you guys to put into perspective for you to start thinking about. Because it's serious. And like, I don't want you guys to get wiped out, man. They keep talking about this next Great Depression is going to be huge. And this is the reason why. Because guys like me are steadily closing down the places that guys like you work at. You know? Because you're not listening. You're not changing with the world. So you're not going to have any of the skills that guys like me need, right? So there's going to be a lot of motherfuckers that don't have jobs because they're in this day and age, I hate to say it, they're going to be useless. You know, they're going to be useless. And it's sad to say, man, but that's what's gonna, it's gonna come to that. So there's gonna be a lot of people that, that just can't figure it out because there's gonna be no stores. You know, there's gonna be none of that shit. You know, everything's gonna be fucking shipped in. Everything, it's gonna be a lot different, man. Anything you need is gonna be on voice. People aren't even gonna be able to start up companies because when somebody says, hey, Amazon, I want a pizza, fucking the motherfucker that's been selling pizza the last 10 years with the best reviews or the motherfucker who paid the most for the referral is going to be able to sell that pizza. A new startup company won't be able to afford that referral and will never gain those reviews without those referrals. So come on, man. I hope you're ready for the change. I hope you're geared towards it. I hope your headlights are on, man, because it's getting dark for a lot of motherfuckers. I'm telling you, all these motherfuckers, their whole life, they tell me, man, steel, I'm welding, I'm in the coal mines. All this, I mean, I watch these motherfuckers get laid off every couple weeks. Because they pay y'all great for y'all to come until they don't need you. Then they send y'all's ass home for 30, 60 fucking days. And y'all don't even know how to manage money well enough to last that long. Because you don't realize that, so you've been living like you make $20 an hour for the last 4 months, when really you should have lived like you made $10 an hour for the last 4 months, and then you could have lasted through the next 2 months on the layoff. But people aren't even smart enough to do that. And this shit's happening over and over. It's just repeating. And it's slowly getting, like, worse and worse. I don't know, man. I just know this Great Depression is going to fuck a lot of people up. They're going to call it the Greater Depression. The fucking Greater Depression. Come on. You guys ain't ready for that. I'm telling you. Better fucking invest something. Better goddamn figure something out. Better get on YouTube if you got the time. Or if you got the money, you better spend it. If you got the time, you better use it. Shit's changing. I hate to see you guys get left out. That's what I'm saying, because you've been sitting here listening to it. Then it's going to really hurt the ones of you that listen to this. And then in 10 years, it happens to you. It's going to hurt your feelings. And I'm so sorry. But I tried to tell you. You know? I begged you to listen. You know, I'm not up here being like preaching this shit because I want to be mean to you. I want to, you know, belittle you just because I know something and you still, you're doing, you know, whatever. That's not what this is about. This is, I love you and I want you to realize what's happening to you. You know? That's the truth. You know, I want you to see it for what it really is, because I know. I'm on the other side of it now. And this shit ain't pretty, man. Motherfuckers don't give a fuck about y'all, man. Some of your bosses, I've talked to them. You know what I mean? I've had sit-downs where I know what kind of people a lot of these guys are now. They don't give a fuck about you. So, you know, just take that shit into consideration. You know, write this shit down in your book, man, because I promise you 10 years from now, everything I said today is going to be in effect, and you're not going to know what the fuck to do. There'll be nothing you can do by then. And I hate that, but I know whenever somebody says eBay, credit repair, organic CBD, any of that shit on Alexa, I'm gonna be popping up. You know, I might not get every single one, but I'll be up in the top couple that get rotated. You know what I mean? I'll be up there. So I'm not worried about my business. I'm worried about yours. I'm worried about your boss's business too. You need to tell your boss to listen to this. You know, if you love your job, you want it to last, tell your boss to listen to this. Because he got some shit he needs to probably innovate. You know? Everybody ain't a boss. I get it. But you guys, you know, sometimes when you run across the information like this, you got to pass it on to the right people. You know, or else it does you no good, right? So hell yeah, pass this off to your boss, man, because I'm sure he needs to hear it. especially you guys working for these small businesses. These guys that just, they won't open their eyes to what's going on, man. They think they got it all figured out because they've been doing this for the last 30 years. I got news for you, son. Wait till my son's 16. He's finna change everything, you know. You know, look at me. I'm 25 and I'm changing the way this shit is looking. People are looking at me like, wow. How'd you, wow. That's insane. Wow. 25, bro. Imagine what my son's gonna do. You know, you gotta get ready. You gotta start preparing for it. You know, I seen it coming. So that's why I started. I got in first. I ain't gonna say I got in first. Gary Vee and the motherfuckers got in first. I wish I would have got in back then, 2009. Shit like that. I have me a couple of million people under me, man, be doing really well. But it's okay, because I'm looking at 2029 and how, you know, how I'm going to make a lot of changes to where the people that was, you know, before me, I'm going to change it to where I can take that attention. You know what I'm saying? All I got to do is be the next thing. And that's all I'm going to do. That's all I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna reverse the attention. I'm day trading it. You know, right now they got the upper hand. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the red right now. But I'm gonna, you know, the market's gonna turn. As simple as that. And I'm just waiting on that. When the market does turn, this greater depression does happen, I'm gonna get a lot more of attention. The reason why is because people are gonna then start looking for different routes. Because now they have no choice, and that's just human nature. A lot of people will never look for anything to change until they have no choice. So then, people like us are going to do really well. And then people like them that will get this, you know, get this knowledge, and then still, they don't feel comfortable working for their stuff, so they won't apply it. So then it's just going to make the Greater Depression even worse for a lot of people. Because they're going to spend a little bit of money that they did have trying to figure something else out, and then never utilize the information. That's gonna actually make the Greater Depression last a lot longer, I think. But it's gonna be great for me, you know, for guys like us, because, I mean, we're gonna be getting that money, man. As simple as that. I'm telling you, like, mark my words, we're gonna be getting that money. And I hate to sound like that. I know that doesn't sound the greatest, like that's what I'm waiting for. That's not exactly it, or I wouldn't be warning you now. I'd just be waiting. Like I said, you know what I'm saying? I'm warning everyone. I'm the only motherfucker giving you the fly. I'm the only motherfucker out here trying to give you the memo. Everybody else is just waiting because they want your money. Seriously. Think about it, man. There's going to be millions of hungry people. They're not going to know what to do. They're going to be down their last couple thousand. You know? All of us are going to go up a couple thousand. You know what I mean? And then, boom, we're going to get all these millions of people's money. And then, like I said, a lot of them aren't going to utilize a lot of the information. A lot of these courses and shit are vague. You know, a lot of people are going to get, they're going to get fucked over, man. It's going to be a bad time. And I just don't want you guys to be a part of that time. Honestly. Because you don't have to be. You know, like, just because something's inevitable. Like, we can't stop it. You know what I mean? It's going to happen, right? But we can choose which side of it we're on. Why not choose the better side? That's what I've never understood. Like, when you're picking, say, back in the day, we used to pick our football team, man. Playing at school or in the backyard, whatever. You're going to pick the fastest motherfucker first. You're up to pick first. You're picking the best fucking player. Right? Do the same with your life. Make the best fucking decision. You know? Make the best decision for you, for your family, for the next generation after you. You know, you can create generational wealth. You can change the way that your last name lives life forever. You know, you can do that. You have that power. I'm going to do that. Are you? Like, you are capable of that, especially right now. You know, this is the time to get it. This is a fucking gold rush and so many opportunities. Like, the cannabis industry, it's booming. You know, marketing, it's booming. fucking dropshipping. It's booming. All this shit online trading is booming. Everything online is just turning, you know, just turning numbers. And everything else is stopping. Numbers ain't really coming as like they used to be for much of anything fucking else. Unless they've integrated it to come online, right? So do that. That's your homework. Fucking, you know, figure out everything that I said today, man. Figure out what you're doing wrong with your life. Like, what, where you're not happy at. And then figure out a way to change that. And put it in effect. That way you don't get hit by the greater depression. How about that? I love each and every one of you, man. I'll be back tomorrow.